He's probably the only late 20s guy in the world who's a major general of a sort of significant army. Most of North Korea is as curious as we are about what kind of new leader they're getting.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, Kim Jong-un, North Korea's heir apparent.
In a long-anticipated move, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has all but named his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, his successor. Little is known about Yun, who'll be tasked with leading the nation through its nuclear weapons buildup, its challenges with its neighbors, and a severe food shortage. Senior fellow Richard Bush takes a closer look at the heir apparent and what lies ahead.
Richard, Kim Jong-il has all but named his son, Kim Jong-un, heir apparent. What more can you tell me about that?
Kim Jong-il seems rather sick. He had a stroke 2 years ago. He had not taken many steps to prepare a successor to take over when he died. He had had a number of years to establish power bases in the various institutions of the regime. None of that has been done. So he is moving very quickly to give Kim Jong-un, his third son, the positions that suggest that he will be the great leader or the successor leader once he passes away.
And at the same time that Kim Jong-un was given his new titles and his new positions, several other people, much older people, were also given new titles and new positions. Why did Kim Jong-il do that?
North Korea is in effect a dynastic system, and so Kim Jong-il is putting people who are in the court, in his sort of political family, in positions where they can protect his son and groom his son and hopefully create a situation where Kim Jong-un has not only the titles but also true authority.
Richard, when Kim Jong-un takes over, is it likely that he'll maintain the status quo, the path that his father established?
Various parts of the regime have an interest in the status quo. Kim Jong-il has given the military a lot of power. The only real sort of asset that this military has that makes North Korea be treated seriously is their nuclear program. So they're going to want to keep it going. I don't think the world should be afraid if the status quo continues. It will be difficult, but it's a situation that we've learned how to manage. What we should fear more is the possibility that under a collective leadership rather than under one-man rule, the system doesn't work in the way that it did before, and it starts to collapse of its own weight and indecision and power rivalries.
So how are North Korea's neighbors taking the news of Kim Jong-un's appointments?
China is rather concerned about what a unified peninsula would look like, and particularly the role of the United States. South Korea is worried that China has designs on North Korea, and those would frustrate the desire for unification at some point. So it's a very unpredictable situation that would emerge. My impression is that China is not talking very much to the other countries concerned. It probably should, just so that in the unlikely event that something really terrible happens, that a collapse occurs, that the various countries can work together to try and contain the damage rather than exacerbate the situation.
What should the United States do? Is there anything the United States can do?
There's a bargain that's essentially been on the table for some years that if North Korea gives up its nuclear weapons, that it can normalize its relations with the United States and Japan, get economic assistance, get some kind of security guarantees. That's probably the best bargain for all the parties concerned. It's certainly the best bargain from North Korea looked at in an objective sense. they seem to have talked themselves into the belief that keeping nuclear weapons is the best way to preserve the country's security. But you know, I think that we should be ready to revive that offer just to test that new leadership. Maybe they'll choose to keep the nuclear weapons. We will then have to deal with that situation as it is. I think that probably calls for some kind of containment policy just to cope with the consequences of a North Korea with nuclear weapons and not much else.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.